man. This hour blew by. Hot and cold spots in the house. Your number one ongoing dilemma that you see over and over and over again.
All day long, Rosie. And I love being able to come in and create a solution for people because when I can fix, especially the master bedroom, it seems to always be the master. And I don't know about you, Rosie, but I cannot sleep if I'm hot. So if I can change that, I can change your sleeping habits and really your world. It's awesome.
All right. Let's take John real quick, probably our last call for the hour. And then we've got some other things I want to cover with you while we still got you before we wrap up. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very well.
Well, I'm so grateful that you're able to take my call. My wife and I have a cabin up in Overgard, Arizona, and it doesn't get real warm very often, but there's a period of a couple, 2-3 weeks in the summer where it gets warm. Would it be practical to add a mini split AC system to an already built cabin up in the Northland?
Yes, that'd be it'd be an easy addition. You would just put a small hole through the exterior for the refrigerant line and condensation line, and then mount it on the wall like a picture frame on the inside, and then put the condenser on the ground on the outside and run electrical to it. It's a pretty simple process.
And are there contractors or specialists that would service that area that have that kind of technology expertise?
I think just about any AC contractor today, I mean, if they don't have mini splits, I would be shocked.
The White Mountains is the one area in the state that we get more questions for Rosie certified contractors that we haven't built our envelope out that far. But I tell you what, John, I do have a remodeling contractor right in Overgard, a guy I really like. I'm gonna get his number to you, and he's been up there building and remodeling for about 10 years. He'll know which air conditioning company to use that he can trust. So there you go. We'll get you put in touch with somebody. Appreciate the call. What are we going to do for labor, Andrew?
It is a huge problem, Rosie. It's a challenge.
What are we going to do for labor?
And it's hot. It's getting hot out there, triple digits. We are our board is filling up. And so what we're doing right now, and if y'all know anybody, we're looking for highly qualified, certified air conditioning installers and technicians. They have to be able to pass a background check and a drug test. They've got to be clean cut, and they need to have a good amount of experience. We're hiring the creme de la creme. So if you know anyone that can meet those standards, we would love to speak with them. We pay really well so that we get the best people. So,
yeah, I don't know any Rosie on the House partner in the state of Arizona right now that isn't looking for skilled, trained, clean-cut manpower.
Yeah. We're actually we're hiring a lot of veterans right now. They're getting right out of the military, and they're going to a school in Dallas and using their GI Bill, getting highly certified with all NATE certifications, which is the highest level of tech cert. And we just brought three of them on. And we're loving it. We love hiring veterans. We're a veteran-owned company. So,
very good. And if you're out there and you know somebody that is a good tech in any field, a roofer, an air conditioner, a drywaller, a painter, a plumber, an electrician, a concrete guy, and they're looking and they're frustrated where they are right now, just log on to rosieonthehouse.com. Pick someone in the trade that you're currently employed in. And I give them a call because, like I say, virtually every single Rosie on the House partner is desperate looking for help. I don't know. I could go political here. They've got to fix that stupid border. And I'm not talking about building a wall. I'm talking about finding a way to get trained help across that border and give them an opportunity to go to work and go to work legal. I don't know why we can't get this thing fixed. It absolutely drives me insane.
Yeah.
They want to work.
Absolutely. And we have our youth going to college and then working at Starbucks at a pittance of what a tradesman would earn.
Yeah.
And you can make a living and a life out of it. So.
Well, so many of those, they need to put shop back in school.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's why places like East Valley Institute of Technology is doing so well.
Metro
and some of the
Tech.
Places that actually, and Metro Tech, You know, and Tucson has a huge tech school down there.
Arizona right Construction Absolutely. Career Days. There's ways to get involved, but it should be, and a lot more.
All right, Andrew, we're
bring it back.
Running really tight on time here, but they've been listening to you for an hour.
Yep,
they've probably come to the conclusion you know what you're doing, you know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
The homeowners in the East Valley of Maricopa County and the Tucson area.
Uh-huh.
You service that whole area.
Yes, sir.
How would they get a hold of you?
You can call us at 520-333-2665, or we have a submission form on our website. The website is idesignac.com.
And based on what Romy's implemented in our new website, you go to rosieonthehouse.com, plug in your zip code, your
and then
area
select
code,
your category.
Select your category, and
the three closest search results
will pop up.
Hey, Rosie, I want to make sure everybody knows one last thing. We service people, and it's really important as we're getting hot. We service people 6 days a week at no extra cost. There's no weekend charges for Saturdays. So if you have an emergency call or repair, you just need a tune-up or anything, 6 days a week, no extra charges.
Intelligent design. Andrew, thanks again for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Folks, we're wrapping up, but don't get scared. We're here all week long at rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll be right back in our broadcast chairs next Saturday morning. Y'all have a great week. To myself, what a wonderful world.